All right. Welcome, everyone. My name is Tatanka Bricka, and I am local station board chair of KPFK. And it is May 12th, 2024 at 10:36 a.m. Pacific time in the morning. So, well, let's get a count. I want to welcome everybody here on Mother's Day. I want to apologize that I didn't realize until lately that it is Mother's Day. I usually either sweat or with my kids or grandkids, and they're living far away. So I've gotten into the habit of phone calls, but I probably would have taken a poll to see if we could make this quorum. So would you please, Leslie, Secretary, let's do a roll call.
Okay. Let's see. Do you want me to call on the people that have indicated that they're not going to be available or sporadically available, or just skip them?
No, just call on the people here and find out who's present. Take a roll of those.
May I suggest just calling the entire roll, and then we'll just, because we need it for the record anyway, just call it alphabetically or however.
And okay. All right. Christina Avalos. Christina Avalos.
I think she asked for an excused absence.
I know. That was the question I just asked. Should I call on the people that have been?
I didn't understand. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, you should call them in order, and then the people who have asked for excused absences, we should make note of it so that.
Yes. Doug Barnett.
He sent me a request to send to everybody to ask for an excuse absence.
Yeah, Jan.
He said, I'm Jan Goodman, and I should identify myself when I speak. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I know who you are.
Everybody else doesn't.
That was my question. I'm aware of some people who have asked to be excused. And my question was, should I call their name regardless of whether I know that or not? And somebody said we should call the entire list, even if we know that some of these people are going to be absent. So what?
I would say call the, just ask for the entire list. Somebody may be present who thought they'd be absent. And just
okay. I'm aware that some of these people are absent. They let everybody know that. Okay. So we're back on Doug Barnett.
Yes, he sent me a note, Jan Goodman. He sent me a note asking me to ask everybody for an excused absence. And he said, quote, silly me, I thought there wouldn't be a meeting because it was Mother's Day, unquote.
Okay. Veronica Continue. Becerra.
Jan Goodman, as I understand it, she talked to Harvey Wasserman and said that she was
Mike Bressler. Mike Bressler.
Oh, this is Myla. Mike just sent everybody a note saying that he would be late.
Thank you. Tatanka Bricka.
Presente.
Rachel Brunke.
I'm here.
Thank you. Sue Cohen-Johnson. Sue?
I see her, but I don't hear her.
She looks like she's trying to. Can you speak up, Sue? I see her face. I just can't hear her. We show you as unmuted, Sue, just so you know.
Okay,
if she can hear us, press star 6.
It's not a computer, not a phone.
Okay, I'm going to circle back to her while we figure out what's going on there. John Cromshow.
Present.
Thank you. Ace Estwick. I'm sorry? Ace Estwick.
I'm here, but I will have to leave early due to the holiday.
Thank you. Bick Jerami.
Present.
Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
She called me that she's going to try to get on, but she has some conflicting obligations because of Mother's Day.
Okay, I'm here, but I will be, as long as I can. And then if not, I'll be, heading out.
Thank you, Ariana.
Okay, sounds good. Jan Goodman?
Jan Goodman here.
Thank you. Wendell Handy? Wendell Handy? Nikki Hahn.
Nikki's not here.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Stephen Meeks.
Present.
Thank you. Oye Oyeyipo. Oye Oyeyipo. I thought I saw that name up. Okay. Let's see, Robert Payne.
I am here.
Thank you. Nancy Perlman.
Yeah, but tell me, I'm on the phone. I had to come in and go, how do you unmute on the phone? Does anybody know?
Thank you.
Okay, if
you're on the phone, you mute and unmute by either just pressing the mute. This is Jan Goodman. You either press the mute. The easiest way is to just press the mute and unmute on your phone because we could hear you, so you are unmuted.
Okay. Numbers. All right, I'll come into the computer, so there might be a delay. All right.
Thank you. Myla Reason?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Thank you. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Rodrigo asked for an excused absence.
Thank you.
This is Jan Goodman.
Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Yay. Carlos Zavala.
I think that Carlos asked for an excused absence.
Yes. And then, let's see, Sue Cohen-Johnson, were you able to get your audio straightened out?
Madam Secretary, I just managed to unmute Sue's phone.
I think she's speaking now.
I'm on the phone because I couldn't unmute.
Sounds good. We got you. Thank you.
No, when I do
that, I'll tell you. Okay. I think that's every, Michael Novick, I think,
yes, okay. I'm present.
Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
All righty.
So thank you. So, how many do you count that we have?
I'm sorry, hold on. So I have 17.
Okay. Well, thank you. We do have quorum. So, excused absences. Jan, did you want to
talk
about
that? Jan Goodman?
Yeah.
Jan Goodman, yes. I make a motion to excuse all of the people who have been mentioned as wanting an excused absence, but I also make a motion to excuse everyone. And I know that this is controversial, but this is Mother's Day. And for instance, Doug Barnett, I just want to explain this. You know, Doug Barnett is, you just assumed that there was not going to be a meeting. And I actually reached out to him, and he was surprised. And so I think that this is for future reference, we should never have a meeting on Mother's Day because everybody has, something to do.
on Mother's Day, just about. And so we should never have a meeting on Mother's Day again, and we should, even if it's on the second Tuesday or whatever. And but I think that we should excuse all absences for today.
Okay. Do I hear?
And enough? There was a second. Who seconded? Who seconded?
I did, Harvey.
Thank you, Harvey. Moved and seconded.
May I be recognized, Mr. Chair? May I be recognized, John Crumshaw?
Go ahead, John.
This is the third time in a row in which, for one reason or another, people who did not request an excused absence are excused, and I think that's improper. And we keep on giving them a pass, and it's part of an obligation simply to send a request for an excused absence. They're not refused.
I hear
and
you,
John. It's a bad precedent to continue to send lots of counter-arguments. Simple procedure. Just request an excused absence.
Jan, okay,
I hear you. Evalia? Yeah. Go ahead. Respond, and then Evalia, go ahead after the response.
Oh, Evalia can go first, and then I'll go.
I don't have anything. My hand's not up.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So
one more comment. I believe it's Michael, okay. And then we'll take a vote.
Wait a minute. I, Jan Goodman, I did not get a chance to speak. If Evalia's not going to speak, I would like to speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree that we should not just be handing out excused absences all the time. But this is, you know, this is Mother's Day, and this is a day that people just, you know, like Doug Barnett, absolutely, and others. I mean, the only reason Doug Barnett even asked for an excused absence was because I personally contacted him, and probably if I had contacted everybody, you know, everybody would have. But, you know, it's not, it's like having a, you know, a meeting on Christmas Day. There's certain, you know, like a reasonable assumption. So I think that the next meeting, you know, we should A, contact informally if we want to contact people. But I do think that today is really an exception. It's not like, oh, la-di-da. This is Mother's Day. And I personally, and I want to excuse this for in the future, but I, you know, I'm going to be at a brunch and I'm going to have this, you know, phone going on in my ear while I'm with my family. And I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of other people who don't want to be quite that rude. Anyway, so I do really urge people to vote yes to excuse all people today. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the second 30 day in the fall, some you want.
And I agree with John in general, by the way.
All right. I'm gonna speak something here. I already said in the opening that I take responsibility for not even recognize it was Mother's Day because my kids are away and we kind of do this on the phone now. If I'd have known, we would have either done it another date or postponed the meeting entirely. I am sympathetic with the opposition. I want to take a vote right now and to hear and to echo what Jan said and what others are feeling, which is we can, at next meeting, we should go to excused absences and not have a blind, just a total, excused absences for everyone. But I want to get this meeting going. So I'm going to ask for a vote, Madam Secretary. Can you ask for a vote? Can you count? The vote is for to have a blanket excused absence of everyone today because it's Mother's Day. And those who vote yay and those who vote nay.
Okay.
Go through the roll.
Okay. Give me one second here to get the setup so I can tally these votes. Okay. Let's see. Of the people who are present, of course, I'm not going to read the people that are absent. They're not going to vote.
No, actually, Madam Secretary, Jan Goodman,
yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the practice of at Pacifica to just actually go through the whole roll call and, you know, just, you know, because sometimes people come in, you don't realize they're there.
Okay, Christina Avalos. No response. Doug Barnett.
Absent.
Veronica Becerra.
Absent.
Mike Bressler.
Going to be late.
Tatanka Bricka?
Yeah, aye.
Rachel Brunke?
Aye.
Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Abstain.
John Cromshow?
No.
Okay. Ace Estwick?
Here.
Are you voting in favor or against excused absences for today?
Voting to permit them.
Okay.
I have a question also, but I'll hold it to the end.
Hold it to the end. Thank you. Go ahead.
Vic Jerami.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
I vote in favor of excusing absence.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Wendell Handy. No response. Nikki Hahn. No response. Michael Heiss.
Yes. And Tataka, when we're done with this, can you just please give me the timekeeping parameters?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Stephen Meeks.
Yes.
Stephen Meeks is not a member of the LSB, even though he's an officer, treasurer, social worker.
Okay, hold on.
Although I wish he were both.
One second.
Jan Goodman speaks.
Oyeyipo?
Absent.
Robert Payne? Robert Payne.
Unmute.
I'll circle back. Nancy Perlman.
I think he spoke. Was that a yay or an oye?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. All right, you can go back.
Okay. Nancy Perlman. Okay, I think they're both having audio issues.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay, so that's yes for Robert Payne and yes for Nancy Perlman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I found the mute button on my phone. I don't know if it's muted or not muted.
Now you're muted, both
of you. We can hear you.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes, in favor of the
Thank you. And Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna circle back. Oh, there was one person. No, I guess we got everybody. Oh, Mike Bressler, he's late. Okay. So let me count these up. There are 13 in favor and one abstention and one late, Mike Bressler, so we didn't get his vote.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is my
Thank you. The motion carries. Now I'll take these questions. Go ahead.
I have a
point of order. I voted no. John Crumshow voted no.
Yes.
There was one abstention. It wasn't counted. I didn't hear it.
We got your vote. No.
No, I have it.
It wasn't announced, however. and all the votes should be announced.
Okay, there's... There are 13 in favor. There is one not in favor, that's you, and one abstention, that's Sue Cohen-Johnson, and then Mike Bressler is arriving late, so there was no vote there. And then there were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people who are absent. So that's everybody.
Okay, thank you. Was there one other question that came in?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Myla. Okay. And there are a number of people who are on their phone and they are muted. And we don't know whether they are board members who would have liked to have voted. There's a 323 number, that's the Los Angeles area, that ends in 476. I'm going to ask them to unmute so we can see whether they are a board member who hasn't been noted as present.
Yes, is 323-476, I guess that's the number you're asking. Are you a board member? You can unmute yourself.
They're not answering, they're not. Please move on.
Let's move on, please.
Thank you.
Okay, can we, it's not going to be a number that's going to overturn what this election is, but I get it. So let's move on to the next point of order.
I had one question about the excused absences. Is there any threshold where that, the meeting becomes canceled if a certain number of people don't show up because we schedule the meeting on a holiday, for example?
Can you restate the question? I missed
the quorum. The quorum is 13. We have it. Please move on.
Okay.
Got it. Thanks.
So LSB adoption of PNB ruling, RE conduct of electronic meetings. Harvey Wasserman, the chair recognized.
Hi there. I'm going to read the amendment. This is a motion. In sessions where each speaker is limited by time, the timekeeper shall give a 10-second warning before the end of the slot. When time expires, the end of the time slot shall be announced by the chair and or the timekeeper. If the speaker continues to speak after 12 seconds, the speaker is to be muted and the meeting shall proceed. The speaker shall remain muted for 60 seconds.
Thank you. Do I hear a second on this motion?
This is Myla.
Jan Goodman, I second.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the motion has passed to adopt the PNB motion, which was just read by Harvey Wasserman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Update Spanish language translation, LSB process. I had a couple of conversations with Rodrigo, who I emailed, and we had some very good conversations, and he is...
Point of order. What about the mission statement?
That goes, that is after land acknowledgement, the mission statement, that will be in a couple minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So he is very interested in working on putting together a motion and a proposal for handling this issue that everybody wants a solution for. On Spanish language. He thought he might have it to us by this meeting. I just talked to him yesterday and he said he can't get it together, but he will have it by next meeting. And at this point, I want to ask Avelia to make a short statement of something she's offered concerning the Committee of Inclusion. Avelia?
Okay, my star. What I had
offered was that the Office of Inclusion, which I will convene next week, work with the translation situation. It is a part of including. It would include people who don't speak English as their first language. So this is one of the things the Office of Inclusion, the Committee of Inclusion, could do. And it makes sense for us to do that. So that's my offering. I'll work with Mr. Argueta, and there will be other people who will join this committee. I'm welcoming anyone who is interested in outreach, getting more membership through people who are not, I'll just be frank, white and aging. We want some young white and people of all other colors and nationalities, to be honest, to be a part of our listenership, membership as well. All right.
Thank
you. That's what we're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. And I did tell Rodrigo that you'd made
John
that.
Cook show. John
and
Cook
we're
show.
Looking, hold on. And we're
John
looking.
Cook show.
I'm going to finish my statement, then I'll recognize you, John. And
thank
I
you.
I told Rodrigo that you have the support and you can bring it to the Committee of of Inclusion that Avelia is getting together. So thank you. Point of order. Go ahead, John. And then we need to move forward.
Duncan, you and I talked about. Duncan, can you hear me?
John.
Hello?
You know what? I want to move forward on what's going on here, okay?
But Duncan, you and I talked about it at the last meeting you asked
yes.
me. I can tell everybody in less than a minute what my suggestion is that
okay.
you thought was good when we had a conversation about it. If you want to provide the service, which is important,
yeah.
then you arrange for somebody to do the translation on a separate line, and the person can tune in to both the translation provided by the person who's asking for it and provide the translation and the meeting proceeds as normally. So that if someone wants Armenian, they provide the Armenian translation. We
yes.
don't have the cost factor. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. And I would just encourage you that simple thing to put it in writing, get it to Avelia so that it doesn't get lost, okay?
Thank
I've
you.
Made that available to other people as well. It's just we haven't had somebody to come up with a proposal that will be sustainable, not just for one meeting, but for ongoing, because we want to invite this as a service, but we want to be responsible about it. And at present, we don't have a budget. Thank you very much. Land back acknowledgement. Okay. Land back acknowledgement comportment. Avelia.
All right. It's the reclamation of everything stolen. And I apologize everything from the original people. Everything. Their land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicines, and kinship. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that's symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It's bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing political and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It's a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed people. It's a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledgement that only when Mother Earth is well, can we, her children, be well. It's our belonging to the land, because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. Pacifica Foundation mission statement. Sue Cohen Johnson, would you please read that?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of which the net of earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community. To conduct classes and workshops in the writing of and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, and I would add ages, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. And don't be ageist, says I.
Thank you, Sue. The next number G is finally, which should have been a little higher, timekeeper. Mike Heiss, are you still on the call? Yeah, well, I can.
Yes, there I am. Yes, I apologize. Yes, I may be running in and out actually as I am now, but I'm here. And please give me the parameters.
Okay. Do you have the updated thing with all the minutes? Do you have the updated agenda?
I don't have the very, very last one. I have the next to the very, very last one.
Okay. So I will go through really quickly in the interest of time. Thank you, Mike. This is a really important job. And in the future, I want to.
Oh, it's right here. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm a potato brain. It's like the answer to the question is like right there.
Okay, great.
I'm a potato head.
Okay. I want to ask if there one person here, Mike is dealing with his wife who just got back from the hospital and may need to step out once or twice for a minute or two or longer. I don't know. Is there someone here that would step in to keep time when he's out tonight or this morning only?
I've got the volume up loud enough.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And you do a great job, and it's amazing that you enjoy doing it. I feel grateful for that. Okay. We got timekeeping taken care of. Agenda approval. Leslie, would you, for the people on the telephone, would you read the agenda that we are asking for approval of? Leslie, you're muted.
Apologies. Should I start back at the beginning, even though we've already passed some of it, or start where we are and go forward?
Just read the entire agenda.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah. And okay. Just the abbreviated version. You don't have to do the minutes. You don't have to do the people okay. after. Just okay. The text.
Opening business, which we have already gone through. And then, subject to a request because of a conflicting commitment, next up is the PNB Governance Committee and Directors Reports by Jan Goodman, followed by the LSB Discussion Reprogramming Oversight Procedure and Protocol, followed by LSB Directors Reports, followed by 15 minutes of Q&A for LSB members, then 15 minutes for public comment, and then LSB committee reports, and then LSB community announcements, and then adjournment.
Okay. And did you have, after the approval of minutes, you did have the request for Jan to put the
yes.
committee report there. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Mr. So Chair, may I
that's
be...
That's the report that everybody was sent out. There's a question. Go ahead.
This is Myla. I'm wondering, is there some reason why the report from the general manager and our treasurer are not on the agenda? Or did I not hear correctly?
Yes, I was about to ask the same thing.
I was asked not to read the subheadings. The LSB director's reports are first, IGM Michael Novick, second, Treasurer Stephen Meeks, third, Q&A for LSB members.
Thank you. I didn't anticipate that. Also, on the LSB committee reports lower, there is the Program Oversight Committee, Fundraising Committee, and Committee of Inclusion report.
Correct.
Thank you for that. Okay. So do
point of information.
Go ahead.
Harvey made a motion, and I don't see it on there. Fine that he made the motion. How does one go about doing it, and where would Harvey's motion adopting the timing procedure for someone who goes over time be found on this agenda?
Hi, this is Leslie. May I point that out? It was on the last two, at least two versions of the agenda. It is under opening business, which is Roman 1. It is subsection C, LSB adoption of PNB ruling Ray conduct of electronic meetings, Harvey Wasserman. And the text of that, ruling is appendix number 2 at the end of the agenda.
And so then we were
going to,
yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay. So do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? I make a motion to approve the agenda. Do I hear a second?
Tatanka, this is Myla, so moved. And I don't think it's proper for you to make the motion. So
okay.
I'm making it.
Okay. Yes.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
John Crumshoek, second.
Okay, it has been motioned and seconded. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. And now we go to approval of the minutes.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Myla, and I'd like to move to approve the agenda. I mean the minutes, excuse me.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
That was Evalia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Evalia. Been approved and seconded. Any objections? Thank you. The minutes have been approved. All right. We are now, I just want to acknowledge, we are now at 11:16, and we are a little bit, you know, maybe 5 minutes behind, not bad. Okay, we are now at PMB Governance Committee and Directors Reports. The chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan Goodman. I am sorry, my schedule got all mixed up. I'm actually driving right now, and I'm wondering if one of my co-directors on the PNB can read the report, which we put together earlier.
Excuse me, to talk a point of order. The next item, Roman 2, is discussion of program oversight, not the director's reports. I may be looking at it.
Why don't we do that?
It was moved.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm driving, why don't we have the program oversight committee report now? And then maybe one of my co-directors can tee up for later on.
Yes, when you get settled, Jan, let us know and we'll fit you in later. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good point of order. Okay, next item: LSB discussion. I want to make clear this is a discussion, and I wanted to have this because there's a number of issues on programming that have come to everybody's attention, and other people thought it's a good idea. And particular, Harvey thought it was a good idea. We have a discussion about this on oversight, procedure, and protocol. There are a couple people who have indicated that they want to actually have a point of view or a grievance, and they want to have time to talk. I wanted to recognize them and then leave anybody else who wants to do that. And then also leave 60 seconds for any comment or question or suggestion. This is going to be heard by everyone. And I urge people to, if you get really interested in this, join the program oversight committee. Where we have 3 to 5 people attending, but we need more. And it's also open to community members now. So I want to start this off by recognizing Victor Ami, who heads up the Program Oversight Committee, who has some things that have gone back and forth about oversight and accountability, and he wants to bring it to our attention. So I would ask you to keep it to 3 minutes, Vic, and talk about what you see happening and what you want people to know. And Mike, are you there with your timekeeper?
Tatanka, I want to give a report as to where we are with the Oversight Committee.
The report on where we are with the committee comes later. This is discussion. This is the discussion part where...
Okay, so you don't want me to give the report from the announcement?
No, because there are a lot of things covered in the report. Yeah, I mean, if you can fit it all in 3 minutes along with what you want to say, great. But otherwise, we've got that set later for the committee itself.
I'll make it very quick. Basically, with the committee, what we wanted to do was to know where we are, take inventory. So I've been working on this. On the grid, we have 137 shows, and we analyze to see what topics or themes each show hits. Some hit one topic, some three, some five, and then analyze how many shows do we have that covers each topic. I'm just going to – eventually everyone's going to see this, but just to kind of give you an overview, music is on top with 29 shows, politics with 24, Spanish with 21. Social justice 12, news 11. So that's an analysis that we've done of the whole grid to figure out where we are, what it looks like, and where we need to go. The second part is, some of you know this, but I just want to put it out there that I found it very ironic that I'm sort of convening this Programming Oversight Committee, because my show was pulled last year, the Blunt Post with Vic, a show that I worked 30, 40 hours a week on. I've interviewed over 100 members of Congress, as well as governors, mayors, assembly members, et cetera. A show that started with, it replaced the great Lila Garrett, 7, then it was moved, and then it was moved again to 8 o'clock. And last year when Amy Goodman, Democracy Now was supposed to be moving back to 8 a.m., I was told that the 5 of us who had shows at the 8 a.m. time slot would be moved. And I was offered one choice as to where that would be. It was to do 2 half-hour shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 6:30 a.m. to 7, which wouldn't work because my show is designed to be an hour. My interviews are a half hour. Also, I've been paying out of pocket to my producer and editor for shows. So that would have meant that I would have to pay twice as much, even if it was possible, up to about $1,000 a month to produce my show. So that was just not an option that was going to work. And that's what I was, that was offered to me by Michael Novick. And I expressed that wouldn't work because of the show, the format. And then after that, there was nothing. My show was just pulled. And I found out that the 4 of the programmers, the other 4 programmers whose shows were moved from 8 a.m., they all landed really good time slots, 1-hour time slots, and had a show. And my show, you know, it serves, it's not just...
Vic, you're at time.
And okay. You have 10 seconds or else you're going to be muted and not be able to be on for this first time. I want to remind you, well, you'll be muted for 60 seconds. Go ahead.
My show is very unique on KPFA. It covers things that no one else covers for the most part. And I think it's a show that should be on to serve the community.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Rachel. Are you on yet? She called. She's coming back from camping and hadn't gotten wanted him to talk about something.
Yes, I'm on and I've listened to the whole meeting. Can you all hear me?
Terrific. Welcome, Rachel. How much time do you need?
Yeah, I think you were giving me 3 minutes. Maybe
okay.
I'll take 2.
You've got 3 minutes. Start it, time.
Okay.
Keeper.
So,
can I ask a question of Jeremy?
Yes.
No, not right now. Okay. You can do it afterwards after this speaker. Then we're going to have 60 seconds for questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so thank you. So I understand and everyone does that this is a time for discussion and not decision, but I would like to have this be an expedited decision offline off this meeting. And that is the request to have Ziri Rideau be allowed back on the air. I think several of us on here right now don't even really know why she was off, including some people very knowledgeable and longtime KPFK members didn't really know several circumstances. I came on as part of the news, and so I have the Thursday evening slot. And Ziri for 6 or 7 months has been absolutely phenomenal in my book of living the mission statement that Sue just read. She's brought on and trained so many new people. She's living the mission of training programmers and bringing people on, young people, all people of all types. And it's just a cool thing to be a part of this news program that she has struggled very, very long to make sure that it's kept on. And so, you know, quality keeps improving, stories keep growing, and a lot of us are now working together and and meeting each other, and it was only through Siri. So if you have been listening to the news show, you know, all the voices from the street, all the voices to help this movement to stop this genocide are all over that news. South Africa says they couldn't do what they are doing if we weren't in the streets. And this news program is a phenomenal one of the ways that it's getting the voices of what's going on the street on the air. Just real quick, Siri, I spoke with Myla once about this situation. She didn't know some details. And Siri basically told me there was one time on one of the shows that someone maybe insulted or challenged or something, the PNB, the lawyer. And then afterwards, you know, that was like not okay to do. And so she was taken off the air. What she told me is that, she didn't, it wasn't even her that said the thing or whatever, whatever. My point and my major thing is that whatever happened was in the past and there's no lawsuit anymore against Pacifica. You know, we're moving forward. And this is a quote new day, and that whatever happened in the past of with this situation, that the corrective measures have been made.
Time.
I feel okay. 10 more seconds, and that if she is not allowed on, it becomes punitive. So I have an idea that we have some type of a truth situation discussion outside of this, and that she be allowed as soon as possible on the air.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to go to 1 minute questions, as came up earlier, a question for Vic, or comments or anything. And if somebody needs a little bit more time, ask for it. We only have 20 minutes for this. Let's just take a breath. We're opening something that's been, you know, we need to establish clarity and accountability. So this is going to take time. If it really seems like we don't have enough time, we'll schedule time next meeting as well. So I'm recognized.
We're 10 minutes into this segment.
Okay, thank you. We have 10 minutes left. So on order of
Jan Goodman for the stack.
On order of what I see, I have up next Kev Abazian. Abazajian. Pardon me. Yeah.
Jan Goodman for the stack. And we have public comment should be at a different scheduled for a different time. So if there are people who want to make
public comments. Sorry. This is for, yeah, we do have, sorry. This is my bad on that. We are right now with LSB board members. The section for public comment is coming up really quick. Let me see. Where are we?
John Crumshaw to the staff.
And do you have Jan Goodman on the staff?
Yes. Yes. So, John.
And you have Sue.
John,
you forgot
first,
Sue.
And then Sue. So John, Jan, and then Sue. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say first, very quickly, Vic, my interviews, Politics or Pedagogy, subtitled The Education Report, is really to do with education. And the politics part has to do with how politics interferes with education. So I would appreciate it if you would make that note that we do have one program that deals with education. The second point is that at the last meeting, I tried to tell Rachel that there is news from France that is fact-checked called France 24. Seems to be a very reliable source. And as a former journalism instructor at a community college, I recognize that there may be points of view, but they should be clearly stated as opinion. If they are presented as fact, then there needs to be factual backup.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Tatanka, can I respond to?
Yes. Why don't you respond to that,
John,
and then we'll
I
go
don't
to
know.
Jan.
You probably haven't seen the analysis, right? The grid.
And I'm going to give you 1 minute only.
Sure. John, okay. Have you seen the actual spreadsheet that we've done?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, Vic, I haven't.
Okay. So just so you know, most of the information as to the topics that each show hits came from Michael Novick. Aside from that, I did my own sort of digging and studying and such. It doesn't mean that some of the shows, definitely some of the shows hit many, many topics, and that can be adjusted at a future time. But so this is a working document. It's not the end.
Okay. Thank you. Jan Goodman, you're up with 1 minute. Oh, no. Was it Myla? Who was next?
Sue Cohen-Johnson is next.
Sue Cohen-Johnson. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to ask Vic, is there a website or a URL or YouTube where I can listen to one of your full one of your shows?
Sure. I think the best place would be SoundCloud. If you go to SoundCloud and put in the blunt
oh, yeah.
Vic, all of my shows are on SoundCloud.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Are there other board members that have questions? Other LSB okay. members that
Jan
have comments?
Goodman.
Okay, Jan,
Jan
go
Goodman.
Ahead.
I was muted. Yes. I think that this points up the real need to have clear information about how programs are slotted, because the issue about Ziri is one. The issue about I know that the issue about the program that Vic Jerami does is only one of many programs that have this kind of problems. It seems that some people, you know, it's kind of erratic. It seems to be clearly not clear how programs are slotted. And I would suggest that one thing that we can do, or that not we, the LSB, but one thing that management can do, both our general manager, is to have the ability to have people, when they donate, should be
over
able to
time.
Say like five programs
oh,
they support.
Jan, you're getting your time notice. I don't think you heard it.
Okay. You finished.
Thank you. How much time do we have left, Mike?
Hang on. 10:17. 4 minutes, and I have a quick comment as well.
Okay, I think you're the next LSB member up. You can
Great.
Make a comment.
Thanks. Yeah, I just, as somebody who has participated in the Program Oversight Committee or formation, and it is open to general attendees now, and I urge all, Vic has put a huge amount of work into this. I've attended for what little that's worth. But I encourage everybody to, it'll be posted. It has been posted, will be posted on KPFTX. And if you don't participate, then you can't complain. Please participate and then complain. But I want to put in a plug for attendance and complaints and suggestions.
Thank you, Mike. I also want to say that Vic has put in a ton of work on this. So, yes, go ahead. Is this who's speaking now? Okay, is there another comment?
Novick has had his hand up for a while. Novick has.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, hi. Briefly, I'm not going to get into a lot of the stuff about this. I will say that Vic was offered several options, not only the 2.5 hours I offered putting it up as a blog post the way we do with Brad Friedman's broadcast multiple days or on Sundays. None of those seem to be acceptable. On the question of the grid, I just want to reference, since Don Crumpture raised it, that on the grid I submitted to the committee, Politics of Pedagogy is listed, and what it says about it is education-related interviews and the target audience being educators, parents, and general interest. So it was listed in my categorization as an education-related show, and I wish we had more. We are trying to develop shows for parents and children's shows, but taking a long time to develop. And so I'll have to say at the moment about the stuff that was raised. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Tonga, we have.
I need to rebuttal that because.
Okay, and then I'm going to call on Myla and Harvey, and then we will be out of time.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
That's the second time that Rachel. Michael has said something erroneous. Michael did not offer me multiple choices or multiple options, as he says. He gave me 2 half-hour shows to do, which was not possible. And even though the 4 other programmers got 1-hour shows when their show was moved, nothing about a blog post or anything like that. And I don't know how that's even equivalent to having a live show on the air. The only other thing that he mentioned one time was, to do a podcast, and, my show, like most programmer shows, as soon as it airs live on the air, it goes to podcast. It goes to, a SoundCloud and other podcast, hosting sites. So there was no other option, just one option. 2 half-hour shows Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. How much time do we have, Mike?
1 minute.
I'm gonna suggest we go at least to 3 minutes. I know Sue, you have your hand up, but we haven't heard from Harvey and we haven't heard from Myla, and then you'll go, Sue. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Harvey. Then Myla. Then Sue. Go ahead, Harvey.
One thing I briefly want. This is great. Vic, the grid you did is fantastic. And I did want to suggest that we start to think about restructuring how programming is done at KPFK and at Pacifica in general. I think that the programming the power of the programming should be separated from the general manager in general. I think it's they're two very separate functions. The general manager manages the tables and chairs of the station, the signal, all that stuff. The programming is the heart and soul of Pacifica. It's the reason we're in business. And I think that I don't have an easy answer, but I think we have to rethink how programming is done, either one director or a committee chosen by the local station boards or elected at large. There should be a national committee of directors. And we need to rethink the whole situation.
Oh, thank you, Harvey. I'm going to suggest to Harvey and to John that you take what you said about your suggestion, put it in, just take the time, take a minute, put it in writing and send it to Vic so that it gets in writing and so it can be on our agenda there at that committee.
Thank you.
Yeah, next up is Myla and then Sue. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd just like to say thank you for all of your good work, Vic, and on its face, it seems pretty clear that that offering 4 of the 5 people who were removed from the 8 a.m. slot, prime time slots, drive time slots, and not offering you a similar drive time slot is on its face punitive and doesn't make any sense to me. And I think that, for example, one of the things might have been to have some of those shows alternating so that you would have received a full 1 hour drive time slot just as the other 4 members. So it doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem respectful. And we are supposed to be interacting with programmers in a respectful way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Myla. Next, Sue. That was a good suggestion. Put that in writing, too. Sue? Well, you're on the phone, but we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Sue. I'm going to go on to Rachel and see if we can get you later. Go ahead, Rachel.
Thank you. Yeah.
I already asked my question.
You already asked your question? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Rachel.
Thank you. Yeah, because my name was mentioned also. So, so I like that maybe I'm not hearing a lot of pushback on my suggestion. I would like to kind of reiterate that this be considered quickly about putting Siri back on the air, because we really need people to help host the news. It's an incredible responsibility 5 nights a week to put an hour show on and to have it happen. So I would ask that the program committee, if that's going to be in, that we take this up quickly. And I would also like to say, and I really appreciate the respectful and loving way I think we've all spoken and felt today. I feel that there is grievance, and that doesn't, you know, that can be overcome. I would suggest that we, and I will put this in writing to Tonka, that we don't do it, first of all, because I can't be there, but we don't do it during a program time, but we have maybe a special longer meeting of almost truth and reconciliation about some of these issues, as well as what Harvey mentioned about restructuring.
Thank you, Rachel.
A much larger conversation. Thank you.
You have two or three excellent suggestions, so they're not lost. Please put them in writing with your name on it and send it to Vic. Okay, I think, are we out of time for this now, I believe?
Yeah, we're a little over.
A little over. Okay, we're going to go on in the next section. I want to speak to the members listening who are not LSB, local station board members. Really appreciate your enthusiasm. I want to let you know the time weight that you have. We have the LSB director reports of Michael Novick, our general manager, and Treasurer Stephen Meeks. And then we have Q&A for LSB members. And then after that, we have public comments. So my guess, it's going to be about 25 minutes, and then you'll have 15 minutes or so, just so that
you
know.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay. Next.
Hello? Excuse me. May I be recognized? Hi, Tatanka. This is Leslie.
Go ahead, Leslie. Leslie. Go ahead.
We need to, at some point, circle back to Jan for the PNB Governance Committee and Directors Reports that she couldn't give because she was driving.
Is she present?
I don't know.
Okay,
can somebody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Kayvon, and
wait a second. Who's speaking?
Kayvon Karami.
This is a board meeting. I don't believe you're a board member.
I understand. I just want to say a few words about Vic, Jeremy, Blunt Post, and
okay, you know what? That is in 25 minutes. I'm sorry. I've got to go by protocol. This is a board meeting. I'm not being disrespectful for you. We're leaving place for it. Okay, thank you very much.
Bring his show back, please. Everybody has a chance to talk, and I want to say my piece because I'm driving.
Got it.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
We got the message. Thank you. And please show up. There are two public comment sessions, one in about 25 minutes and one in about another 15 minutes after that. So it'll be a whole half an hour to hear from public comment.
He recognized this as Myla.
Go ahead, Myla. Chair recognizes Myla.
To move that we switch the agenda and allow for, because there's so many people from the public who want to comment now, that we entertain 15 minutes of public comment right now.
We could move it up.
That's a motion.
That's an interesting idea. They've been waiting on the line. And then the next time for public comment would be at the end. At the end of the show. Do I hear any objections to that? Mike, go ahead.
Just for clarity, I'm not objecting.
Yeah.
Just for clarity, what is the time limit for public comments?
90 seconds first time around and then 60 seconds.
90 plus 10.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other objections? I mean, we'll either do it now or we'll do
John Crumshaw.
Yes, go ahead, John.
John Crumshaw?
Yes.
I would say that we approved the agenda and the idea of now floating it based on information that comes up is not appropriate. We should stick with the agenda so people know what we're doing.
Okay, thank you. I'm assuming that the people can wait, so I'm going to rule as director that we just stick to the agenda. That I like the idea, but let's stick with it or else we'll be doing this a lot more. Okay, next is LSU.
We're in director's reports now. My apologies.
Yes. Can I move that we change the agenda?
I'm recognizing, just a second, I'm recognizing Michael Heiss. Go ahead, Michael.
Just for clarity again, I apologize. We're in item three then now, director's reports.
Yes.
All right, so we have 10 minutes, 11:45.
Yeah, five minutes for Michael, 5 minutes for Stephen Meeks.
Go.
Okay, go ahead, Michael Novick, your director's report.
Can I move that we change the agenda?
No, I've decided not to change the agenda right now. Thank you, Sue. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I did submit a written report to everyone. I posted that report to the kpfk.org website under the blogs. It's the GM blog. I've also created a blog, by the way, for the PNB director's reports, and whatever new written report comes from the PNB directors will be there. I put the last one up that I had is listed there under the blog posts. I'm sorry that I misspoke in relation to what I said to Vic. What was offered was a podcast in the same way that we do, a little different from having it on the air, and then you can make it as a podcast. Brad Friedman does his program, The Bradcast, once a week on the air and 4 days a week as a podcast on the website, on the archives, and that's what I was referring to. I'm sorry I misspoke, and I said a blog. It's a podcast. The other option of Sunday was also offered and was declined. As not appropriate for his program. And, again,
That's not true.
Tell you.
That's absolutely not true.
All right. Then there's a misunderstanding because I understood that I was offering that and I believe you said this then. Okay. We can go back and forth about it. It was not in writing, but that was my recollection. In any event, when I, to speak to what Harvey raised, let me stick with my main report. We can come back to this another time. I did not understand this was on the agenda, and did not expect to be discussing this in this way at this time. I will say that the grid that was distributed, was at Vic's request. I did put together a spreadsheet with all the programming and the focus of each show, who's providing it and who it's targeted at. The main points in the written report that I submitted were the technical and the move, which has been very, very time consuming, quite costly, and continues to have different technical problems that we have overcome, but continue to arise, and we're in the process of dealing with that. The escrow has not yet closed. It's scheduled at this point, I understand, for June 5th. That has produced some financial strains because we've had to cover the costs of the move and the rental on the new space. We are doing so. I have a meeting scheduled with the executive director and the national business manager. It's taking quite some time to put it together, but we're planning to meet on Wednesday and then with Stephen. I'm hoping that the local finance committee can have a meeting subsequent to that to have a draft budget proposal for the coming fiscal year, and then the LSB can take it up next month at a special budget meeting, which we did used to have as a regular practice once a year. We did receive a major bequest, so we're not in such bad financial shape. We had a shortened fund drive. The last fund drive was only about, 16 days or less. It was the 9th to the 26th. We will have one in June, but we're waiting some discussions with the membership department to figure out exactly when and how to hold that. Let me take a look at the written report. Hang on a second. We had a couple of projects that were underway, but we had to backburn them a little bit on major donors and on the underwriting. But if people have proposals for potential underwriters under the PNB policy, we're very interested in having that and having the LSB play a role in donor stewardship, which most nonprofits do, so that we're not just relying on over-the-air appeals that are pretty anonymous, but we can have direct relationships with the donors, and that would include major donors. The ED has hired Renee Penalosa as the 2024 national election supervisor, and the delegate election process is basically underway. I did post immediately to the website the timetable that's in effect with a June 30th date of record for being a member, becoming a member, and also for nominations to run as delegates for either listener or staff. The move, as I say, has been very challenging, and there are some other related technical issues we're still trying to work on. We still are not on TuneIn, and I've gone back and forth with them multiple times. I keep opening tickets. They keep closing them. I'm trying to get Otis McClay, who is the national technical and compliance person who handles our stream, to figure out with them why our stream is not meeting their requirements when the other four Pacifica stations, which use the same streaming service, are. And I'm waiting word from him as to how to solve that. We did get it satisfactorily back on the stream with my tuner and with vradioapp.com and some other service. So I'm hopeful that TuneIn will figure out how to get us back on, or we can figure out with them how to get back on. And I have approached the ED a couple of times, and I haven't heard back from her. We have the option of getting directly on the Echo platform, which is a smart speaker where, you know, Alexa play KPFK, and I'm hoping okay. One last comment. We are trying to put together a social media management and promotion team, and I've arranged through Taproot Foundation for some professional pro bono assistance with that process, and both in terms of the programming, interim program director Marlena Bond and I are trying to put together a program council along the lines of what Harvey was talking about, and we are putting together a social media marketing and promotion team, and if people are interested in either of those, please contact me. Thank you. As I say, the entire written report is up on kpfk.org under blogs, the GM's blog.
Okay, thank you, Michael. And in the future, if you need a little more than 5 minutes, please ask, okay? And I'll respond to you.
I'm sorry, I wanted to comment I'm going to make. Rodrigo Agata Vargas. Vargas is not his last name. His last name is Argueta. He should be listed with A, not V. Vargas is his mother's maiden name.
Thank you. Next up is Treasurer. The Treasurer's Report. Stephen Meeks, are you present with us?
Yes, I am.
Take it away.
Okay.
You have 5 minutes, Mac, if you need it.
No, it's very brief. According to Pacifica's National Business Manager, Markeisha Vanzant Sampson, fiscal year 2024, the second quarter financials for KPFK are being worked on and not yet available for review. That's the first thing. Pacifica Executive Director Stephanie Wells and KPFK Interim General Manager Mike Novick are working on a comprehensive list of actual station expenses needed to prepare a proposed fiscal year 2025 budget for KPFK. And that should be ready for the local station board to review at the June meeting. The past pledge drive from April 9th until the 26th brought in $44,390 with 411 pledges. And that's basically my report.
Wow. Thank you so much. That is informative and right to the point of things we need to focus on. And thanks for saving us some time here, Stephen. And welcome as our new treasurer. Wonderful.
Well, I have to admit, it's quite a bit of learning to do. And anyone that has suggestions, and I just hope I can know policy, procedure, and protocol. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Okay, Q&A for LSB members, which starts now. We have 15 minutes, 60-second maximum per member, inclusive of introduction and preparatory. Harvey, your hand is up.
Yeah, very quickly, I want to thank Michael. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, can hear you just fine.
I want to thank Michael Novick for his tremendous work in the move. It's just an enormous undertaking.
Michael, I want you to know that your work is appreciated. I can't even imagine how many hours you put in. It's, you know, an incredible challenge. So thank you very much for your good work. Thank you also, Stephen, for becoming treasurer. You may need psychiatric help after this, but we really appreciate your work. And Vic, thank you for that chart you did. It's phenomenal to see this. And I just want to mention the discussion of the programming is a network-wide undertaking now. Really great to see those attention being played to social media in a new way. And this all really, everybody needs to put their thinking caps on, and please let's figure out a network-wide protocol for dealing with programming as we move.
No time, Harvey.
Thank you. Programming's the heart and soul of Pacifica. We really need to figure out how to do it in a new way. Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey. And just from what you've said, you've got a couple really great things. Put it in writing, shoot it over to Vic. I mean, your vision for the larger vision, because we need to keep that in mind. Rachel, the chair recognizes Rachel Brunke.
Hi, just want to again thank you so much, Michael, for your line's work, and Vic, I hear you, and thank you to the treasurer. And I would just suggest something about the treasurer's report that I was the last time I saw that breakdown, including, you know, where we're getting all our money from, but also if we can make sure going forward that we recognize that different shows make different amounts of money, and that we don't necessarily equate money with the importance of a show, because there's a lot of underserved communities that we need to be reaching out to. That's it.
Thank you. That just a point of order on the money that comes from different communities. That's one of the things the Program Oversight Committee is looking at patterns. And we'll also ask from Michael Novick, who I think is producing it, every 5 years back, 10 years back, 15 years back, so we have a picture of the evolution and what communities may have been lost and may have gained, and to get a bigger picture. So really good points. I want to make a plug here while I'm waiting for someone else to put their hand up, who is an LSB board member, that you can make a difference here by serving, even if, like Rachel, can't make that time period. Your suggestions and putting them in writing are really helpful. And then some of the research that has come up that Vic has indicated, so that it's not on all his shoulders, he's asked Steve Heiss and Michael Novick and others, and he's appointed them to do that research. So even if you can't be present, if you're willing to put time in, let him know that, so that the work can be spread around and we can really get this done and fulfill the vision that Harvey talked about.
John Crumshaw and I have been on the stack. I think I had my hand up first.
Oh, sorry about that, Myla, then John.
Thank you. Michael, I'd like to really thank you for all of your hard work, Michael Novick. I have a suggestion with respect to the elections. In our last delegate election, network-wide, KPFK was the only station that had live on-air candidate forums. And unfortunately, many of them were grossly, grossly, grossly unfair. And in particular, there were candidates who were, music was played over by the host of the show to drown out the comments of the candidates, and other stations have, instead had, the ability for people to go online and listen to candidate statements. But I think it's a mistake to put candidate forums in the hands of programmers who have been in the past extremely unfair to them.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. John, come show.
Yes. I would say that thank you, Steve, for taking on this monumental task of being treasurer, and Michael for your continuing work, which is incredible. especially with the move and other things going on. I wanted to raise an issue that is concerning programming. Michael, you talked about Chris Hedges. I listened to the program today, which seemed like a repeat, but you had made a proposal that there would be made room in the whole network to broadcast Chris Hedges in the current forum that he has. Can you update us, please?
Yes, when I first came on, we had been carrying Chris Hedges' show On Contact. That show was canceled, not by us, but nationally because he was producing it through RT, which is Russia Today. And somehow that was seen as unacceptable. And his show was taken off. So when I came on, I found out that he had just approached the Real News Network. And so we began carrying, instead of what had been called previously On Contact and was removed by, I forget who had it, YouTube had it up and it was taken down and his entire archive was eliminated. So we started carrying it from the Real News Network. So the Real News Network, about a week or so, also canceled him. And we had an interview with him on the newscast, and then Mitch Jesrich also did an interview with him the other day. And I proposed to the ED and the PNB, and I got some concurrence from other station managers that Pacifica should approach him, that we would become the platform for his report. But I haven't heard whether that has been carried out. So the reason it was probably a rebroadcast is because he's not currently putting up new content anywhere except his Substack, which is, text. So I'm hopeful that something will get worked out, but that's at the, I think it has to be the level of the foundation as a whole. And I think it would be a good move, both because he's obviously been censored repeatedly. He was, taken off the New York Times. He's taken off the other platforms. And I think it has to do with the political content that he puts out. But also because he does, when he had the show on the Real News Network, it was a audio-visual, and I think that we need to move in that direction in terms of our programming, in terms of the social media.
Thank you, Michael. This is really be great to have Chris on. Sue Cohen-Johnson, and then before you speak, Sue, how are we doing on timing here, Michael?
11:54, 7. Occupied 7 minutes of however many minutes.
So we have 7 or 8 left. And if it slows down, I would suggest that we just go directly to community comments. So go ahead.
Can I just make a couple other comments? I do want to, the other thing about programming is that let me just finish the statement quickly. The 24 hours, we're going to carry a national broadcast from WPFW on basically the 15th, May 15th. It's Nakba Day. It's 24 hours for Radio Free Palestine. It's an international effort. And in relation to that, I just want to point out to people that today at 3:30, there's a major citywide student protest at the commencement for the Pomona College is going to be at the Shrine Auditorium near USC, and students from all across the country, the city, are converging on that to demand divestment. And I hope that all of you will be there to help promote the program we're doing and to support that effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, Chair recognizes Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Is there a URL for Chris on the Substack? And by the way, there's a bunch of other hands up. I don't know if you can see them, Tatanka, but
yeah,
they're up.
They're not board members. I'm recognizing board members in this section. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, they are board members. But anyway, is there a URL for Chris on the Substack? How do I find him on the Substack?
Try Google.
Yeah, just do a certain.
Simply Google it.
Oh.
Yeah, do a search.
Okay.
Thank you. And
thank
I'm
you.
Looking, the only board members I see up, but I don't know if their names came down, is both Harvey and John. I don't know if you want it up again or those that were left up.
There's also Novick. I don't know if that's a legacy hand.
He just spoke. He's spoken. He's spoken. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. So last chance for any board members to speak. If not, we're going to go on to community, and we will have saved 5 minutes here, which is terrific.
Hang on. To talk, is this 90-10 or 60-10?
What did you say?
For the public comment, is it 60-10 or 90-10?
It's 90.
It's 90 seconds and then 60 seconds for a second time once everybody's had a first time.
All right. Just want to make sure I got the rule.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the question. Okay. So, let's go on to, we're now on public comment and I'll take them. And if I miss something, like somebody's on the phone, they don't see it, I give, Harvey or Myla or Jan, permission to, interrupt me and recognize somebody I'm not seeing. So the first person I see is Savada, and then I see Veronica, and then I see Kev. So I'm going to go in that order. Savada, you're up. We can hear you, I think.
Yes. Thank you very much for giving me this platform. I turned into a KPFK listener, by Vic, thanks to Vic, in the thick of the pandemic. I started with listening to his show, and in a shorter period of time, I expanded to many different and unique shows. In my limited experience and with my limited knowledge, I was hoping that KPFK to take a positive direction and to expand these rather unique shows. But the turning point happened a few months ago when I noticed that some shows are moved, some shows are canceled. And to me, that's kind of almost devastating, because KPFK's mission and the reason for it to exist is included in diversity and inclusion. And to be more specific, when it comes to Vic's show, it embodies the mission of KPFK. So please, if my 2 cents is worth 2 cents, please consider my plea. Bring him back. Thank you.
Thank you, Savada. Veronica, me.
Yes. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, fantastic. Hi, everyone. I have had the pleasure of listening to everyone today. And I have been a longtime listener of KPFK, and I absolutely just love Vic Jerami. I follow his post. I've been just a really big fan. I really enjoy his insight into the politics that he talks about. And, I've never really enjoyed listening to politics, but I really enjoy his perspective. I think it's really fresh. I just absolutely love his show title, The Blunt Post, because he does speak his mind. He literally holds nothing back. Probably the only political show that I actually listen to. And I've really just kind of been sort of shocked and taken aback as to why the show has been canceled. I think, he's one of these really refreshing radio hosts that really just gives amazing insight to what is going on in the world today. And I think it's just it's a personal tragedy that I don't get to hear his voice anymore. I don't think half hour would be reasonable at all for what he has to say or deliver, because his interviews do last half an hour, and then he kind of discusses things afterwards. So I really am just here to say that I love him. I love his show. I love the radio station, and I want him to be brought back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I also want to say that if there's more time and we've gotten through with people that have comment, you can come back and add another 60 seconds, those that have spoken. Okay, Kev, you're up.
Am I available? Is me? That's me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no, wait, I think there might be
wait,
more than
no,
one.
Wait
Kev,
a second. Hold on. Is that you, Kev?
No. I'm Kayvon.
Tatanka, let's let this man with the iPhone XR speak.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You called in earlier and I asked you to wait. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Thank you so much. First of all, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm delivering flowers for everybody. I'll just make this quick. Bringing show with Vic is no brainer. He's passionate. He speaks from his heart and he tells the truth. You guys always have the motto in KPFK, say it like it is. We don't get our corporate money, blah, 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 blah. So bring him back. That's what I want to say, because he's fresh in the air and ask the right questions and put people on fire to answer him back. That's what we want. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you very much. And if you want to repeat that in a few minutes, if there enough hands haven't gone up, please do so. I'm speaking.
I will be driving. I won't be able to. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. All right. Kev, you're up.
Hi there. Thanks for the opportunity to comment. I am in Orange County. Listen to KPFK down here. Glad I can catch it down here. I am a big fan of the station overall, and I'm a even bigger fan of Vic Drahmy's program, The Blunt Post. He really has an amazing perspective from local to international events and politics, and delivers it with the professionalism that you would expect from a host like on 60 Minutes or any of the major mainstream media formats, but he wouldn't get on those formats because of his perspective. So I think we need to make sure his perspective continues to get aired in a format like KPFK's station on the air. He is just one other thing I wanted to make sure that I said is that one of the things that makes his perspective so unique is it's intersectional. He's an Armenian American. There's many Armenian Americans in SoCal here, including myself, but he's also an LGBTQ plus community member. And that intersectionality of knowledge and background is so unique. And I really want to make sure it still gets heard by myself and others.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kev. Next we have iPad and then, well, no, next we have iPad and then 323 number and then Bella DeSoto. So go ahead, iPad.
Hi, my name is Giselle Chamras, and as an Armenian American, I would like to share my opinion regarding Vic Drahmy's show. I would say that I highly appreciate the role of this show in addressing the issues that concern the Armenian community here and Armenians and Armenia in general. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. 323 ending with 476. You're up. You have to unmute. We don't hear you yet. Why don't we go on to Bella and when you find...
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Kim. And I would like to tell you why Ziri was removed from on air. She was told that she cannot, that it is Pacifica policy that we don't report on internal Pacifica affairs. And she disobeyed this. On the news, she announced a segment of a demonstration that day in KPFK's parking lot over a disagreement over the KPFK's building sale. And it went out over the news. She announced it, and there was a segment she wrote on it. That is why she was removed. She disobeyed Pacifica policy on reporting on our airwaves of internal Pacifica policies. So the idea that she has no idea why, and she certainly hasn't apologized, is problematic. But there's your answer, the big mystery why she was removed. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. We have Bella. You're up, Bella.
Thank you, Tatanka and everyone for being here. Yes, it is Mother's Day. This segment, board meeting should have never been scheduled for today. I disagree with Kim. That was a press conference. I was there and many activists, supporters of the station were there. This was a public event. It was a press conference and it was the right thing to do to say it on the air and let the listeners know what is going on in Pacifica, as there is no communication whatsoever to let the people know what is going on. Once again, I pronounce this board as illegitimate due to the continued manipulations by the PNB, which several Jan Goodman, as a board member in this board at this time, has been at the top at the PNB Governance Committee.
Thank you very much, Bella. And then, Michael, you had a wait a second. This is for, yeah, we have no other.
My time is not up. My time is not up.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you. I also object to the PNB resolution that was adopted hastily to mute people for 12 seconds. This is outrageous. And also, people are not getting the agendas, and apparently you have two or three different versions. Also, the violation of excusing everyone every single month. John Crumshaw was correct. This cannot be tolerated. And this goes directly associated with the alternate standby list of candidates from the last most recent elections. Those people must be considered to replace those who do not attend. Those who do not attend and miss three consecutive meetings. This is policy. This is a violation of this board.
If you don't stop, you're going to be muted. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Myla.
Standing policy, Mr. Chair, that it is out of order for the public or for members of the board to insult and impugn the integrity and motives of people on this board or people who work for Pacifica, and it should not be allowed. And as soon as someone names someone and makes a comment about them, that is out of order and needs to be stopped immediately.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Also, I want to say that people aren't muted for speaking 12 seconds. They're muted for going over the agreed upon time limit, having another 10 seconds to wrap up. And this is the Pacifica National Board policy that we just adopted earlier in the meeting. I'm not sure if you were on at that time, Bella. Okay, and now we have John and then Sasha.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is John. I've in the past, I served as the secretary of the KPFK LSB, and I also served as the secretary of the rogue KPFK LSB. And I just have a few suggestions for the secretary. First, all excused absence requests should be communicated directly to the secretary, or if not, they should be forwarded to the secretary prior to the meeting. Also, while board members enter the Zoom call prior to the meeting, the secretary can ask if any excused absence requests have been received. And the secretary should make note of all these and sort of collect them before the meeting starts. Also, when the roll is called, the secretary can announce the person's name and say, Member X has requested an excused absence. So, yes, the secretary should also always call the entire roll. But if you have an excused absence request, you can mention that that's why they're not there. So you can do the full roll call, and you can also announce who's absent as part of the roll call. Thank you.
Thank you. And in defense of that, you're entirely right. And I know Leslie was diligently trying to do all those things and asking. And I, as the one who actually overrode something that is proper that you said. So I take responsibility for that. We're all learning on the job. She's new. I'm new. And I really appreciate everybody's tolerance here. Sasha, you are up. And oh, wait, Michael, before you speak, how are we doing on time here?
Hang on. We started at 12:05. It's 12:19. So we've got, you know, 5-ish minutes, depending upon how you want to count them.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Sasha.
Okay. I'm going to ask if Bella would like to come back on right now and cede my time to her because, you know, she's got way, way more in-depth information and analysis than I'm able to contribute at this point. I don't know, Bella, if you can hear me, please come on right now.
Yes, I would like the permission of the chair.
We're going to take it in order here. Thank you. She can raise her hand. Sasha, thank you very much. Next is Chris. Yeah, Chris Damadian. And then Annette.
Yes, hi. First of all, happy Mother's Day to everyone. I just wanted to mention some people prior to me already said a lot of the things I wanted to say. Loved what Michael said about fixed intersectionality. But I just wanted to kind of point in on the fact, as an Armenian American myself, you know, Vic was one of our few voices. And not having that is detrimental because we're going through a lot as a community, as a nation, and he was our voice for that. So I would love him to be back on the air, and that was what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. It's really moving when people speak passionately and keep it short. I just have to say that. Annette, you are up. Annette Blunt.
Hi, this is Annette. I am Armenian living in Southern California. We served the country, U.S. Air Force, for 25 years. And living and working with different ethnic group, they never heard of Armenians. Our culture and reunited together as one nation in Southern California and all over U.S., finally, we had a radio station with Vic Gerami, very educational, get to know him, and his show, very sad that they stopped his show. We will be grateful, appreciate it, if his show is back to air, so we can be more educated about our ethnicity, our culture, and share with others. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm her husband. I know we got limited on time. I fully support everything everyone said about Vic. I've seen his video, his documentary, and fully support the Armenian effort. And people deserve to hear more about what's going on in Azerbaijan, like with Azerbaijan, the whole situation with Armenian. So I would really like to have a show back on the show.
Thank you.
Who
very
is this?
Much.
Who was just talking?
I don't know who was
Michael,
talking.
Michael Blood, her husband.
Michael.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for identifying yourself. Thank you for asking. Okay, we are, time. How are we doing on time?
Yeah, a couple, you know, give it another 2 or 3 minutes if you're going to hold to the 15 minutes. I apologize. At 15 minutes, we started at 12:05. It's 12:23. You're the boss. You be the judge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 18:32, 4:38. And then, let's see. Chris was just on. And
that's area code 832 on the phone there.
Pardon me?
832.
Go ahead.
Excuse me? Are you saying 1438?
Yes.
Okay, that's me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Nancy Saibar Naditomi from KPFT, and I'm very concerned about muting because it is not in the Pacifica National Board bylaws. I'd like to know where Harvey found that. There is some kind of punishment of muting and that kind of thing in Robert's Rules of Order, but not in the Pacifica bylaws. And in fact,
I want to have one of our board members who knows about that to respond to you.
I know about
Harvey.
It, so that's why you're interrupting my public comment.
Okay. All right.
Let me finish, please. Okay.
Wait,
you can criticize later. Okay, Article 6, Section 3 forbids muting because it says all members should be able to hear, propose, oppose, and hear everyone concurrently. You can't do that if you mute somebody. All right. So in order for that, what you're saying to mute, you have to amend the bylaws, which takes a process, not a majority vote. It takes a process of involving all five stations. Three of the five stations have to agree to it by at least 13 votes each. Okay, so, and another thing, if you're going to use Robert's Rules of Order rather than the Pacifica bylaws, there is another bylaw called Parliamentary Procedures, Article 13. It says very, not so clearly, but it says, you follow the bylaws, and when there's some, I mean, you use Robert's Rules of Order, but when it's in conflict with the bylaws are more okay. powerful.
Thank you very much.
Thank
That's
you.
A time. Thank you. We are out of time here, too. We have not yet done our governance committee and director reports. Is Jan present, or are we just going to send that out to everyone?
Tatanka, someone ceded their time to me.
Bella, you spoke once. That person spoke once. The time for comment is up. I'm sorry. We have
okay,
people.
Jan,
that,
didn't I didn't speak here, once. And I can
Go
do
ahead,
my,
Jan.
I ceded my 90 seconds. I have not spoken 90 seconds. I gave it to Bella.
As timekeeper, I have to say Bella spoke for 90 seconds, a little plus.
Jan Goodman has the floor right now. I people have to leave to get to Mother's Day stuff in 2 minutes. So we have a 10-minute report to go to. Go ahead, Jan.
I will try to make it as brief as possible.
Okay.
I wanted to report on what's happening with the FCC, first of all. There's been an ongoing investigation by the FCC relating to problems with the way that WBAI has been doing fundraising, which is, I would say, somewhat similar to some of the things that have happened at KPFK and other stations. And the FCC investigation issue has to do with the whole network, so it's not just focused on WBAI. And just to cut to the chase. So the bottom line is that there was a possibility that Pacifica was going to have to pay back the equivalent of all of the money that was raised by Gary Null, even though WBAI only got a teeny tiny percentage of the money that was donated in relationship to premiums. And so that would have been millions of dollars. And luckily, and our council, our FCC council, negotiated that down to $25,000, which we are being allowed to pay back, we being Pacifica, at $5,000 a month. So it is we're very happy about that, but we also are having to agree to comply with the FCC rules, which of course we want to do. And there will be FCC compliance training going on at all the stations so that we know how to do underwriting, how to do fundraising so as not to overstep the FCC rules. Anyway, so happily, I think that chapter is closed. We're going to be having another round of LSB elections this year. As you've heard of, Renee Penalosa is going to be the national election supervisor, and the schedule is forthcoming, but this is a good chance to raise money for KPFK, to get donations, and I hope that in our upcoming fund drive, people are reminded that this is their opportunity to participate in governance. The governance committee, by the way, met on May 9th, and we received a very big briefing from Julie Hewitt, who was our past chair of the LSB, of the Pacifica National Board, the PNB, and the governance committee is really focusing on changes in governance and changes in the bylaws that will improve the bylaws and the functionality of Pacifica. So there's a series of bylaws, amendment, and policy ideas that we are working on right now. And I just want to mention that the PNB also voted on the issue of muting, and just to address a concern that one of the listeners brought up, and that was the concern about that everybody would be able to hear each other and speak to each other if there was an electronic meeting. And the purpose of that was not to make it so that one person could be heard by everybody else for an entire meeting. Of course not. It was to make sure that this was on a footing, that our electronic meetings are on a footing with in-person meetings. And in-person meetings, you can remove people from the hall for not abiding by the, for not for speaking without being permitted by the chair, recognized by the chair. And so the equivalent of that is being escorted from the hall, which is part of Robert's Rules. And Robert's Rules is something that the Pacifica bylaws say, that where things are not specified or contradicted in our bylaws, that we look at Robert's Rules. And Robert's Rules allows people, of course, to be escorted from the hall if they're not abiding by, if they're not being recognized by the chair. And the new Robert's Rules, the interim ones that they have on electronic meetings, actually support, you know, this idea of muting. So it's a very good concern of being heard by everyone, but it doesn't give permission, doesn't give new permission to people to just speak for, you know, 90 minutes while a whole meeting is going on. And
5 minutes of this report, excuse me, 5 minutes of this segment has elapsed.
She's doing two reports. She has 10 minutes.
My apologies. Okay.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay. And just to say that the personnel committee is going to be considering how to assist local LSBs in their annual reviews of GMs and PDs, so that there will be it will be easier and better and more regularized. And the strategic planning committee was stood up and has on it all the officers and one person elected from each station. And the purpose, the focus of the strategic planning committee, the national one, is for to focus on the disposition of the proceeds from the sale of KPFK, and also measures that Pacifica can implement to achieve solvency. And the National Finance Committee has met often, and they have approved the KPFA budget as a balanced budget. The PNB has approved that. There were two deficit budgets for WBAI and one for WPFW that are still under consideration with the ED and the respective GMs about those. The audit committee has not convened, but there are plans to convene it, even though we don't have funds yet to pay an auditor. But this is a very important, obviously, very important issue about getting the audits. And they will be meeting in preparation for that time. And lastly, the ED is convening volunteer efforts to consider program sharing options among the affiliates and the stations, and also grant development efforts, meeting CPB requirements, and other initiatives. So if anyone is interested in engaging in these efforts, especially people who have expertise in these efforts, they should get in touch with any of the directors on the KPFK LSB. So that includes Harvey Wasserman, Avelia Jones, Myla Reason, and myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that report and for writing it out. People have access to the whole thing. I'm going to recognize Myla, and then I have some comments. Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, I just like...
Okay, it needs to be, I think, posted, and I believe I sent a copy of it to... I know I sent a copy to you, Tatanka, and if you could send a copy to the secretary so that it could be posted, that would be great.
Okay.
If you can forward that to me, as I said, I created a blog on the KPFK website,
yeah.
And I will post it there.
Okay. I will forward it to you later on this evening, and as I said, during roll call, I'm now finally having brunch with my family, trying to, although I stepped away, obviously. But I'll do it this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Myla.
I have a report from the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
The National Board, the National Finance Committee, in the process of, the National Finance Committee has been authorized by the Pacifica National Board to take a look at the deficit budget produced by WBAI. WBAI has been not meeting their expenses for a very extended period of time, and it's been very expensive for the entire network for years now. And the National Finance Committee has advised the National Board and the exec to pass a resolution to instruct the executive director to find ways of limiting expenses or cutting expenses for WBAI in New York. And the PNB did approve the National Finance Committee meeting, the National Finance Committee's recommendation to find ways to cut expenses at WBAI so that it will no longer be draining so many resources from the entire network. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a very short committee of inclusion, which I think Avelia actually talked about, but if you want to have another shot at that, Avelia, and program oversight committee report, if you need some more time on that, Vic. So are you with us still, Avelia?
Yes, I'm here waiting for this opportunity to say to all of the LSB members that due to elections of members to the Office of Inclusion, I am now the convener, meaning I'm going to organize a meeting very, very soon, this week, no later than this week, for people who are interested in fulfilling the requests or the needs or the statements of the bylaws. And first of all, we need a director, so I will serve as that for the time being, and three LSB members to be a part of a committee that will make sure that there's consultation and participation by diverse members of our organization at all important meetings of our LSB, our station. We don't want to leave out anyone. So yes, the connection to the Spanish-speaking peoples who listen to our station, we need representation from you. Volunteer to Evelia Jones at KPFK LSB. The Armenians, all people. I'm looking for Asian people if you're out there. We want to say that we have fully explored, oh my goodness, and let me not leave out African American people. but I don't think I'm thinking about anything in particular. I said all people who represent a culture or a language, who listen to the station, want to make it a better station, want to work together to do that. I may be leaving many things out, but I will say I'll post tonight an option to call the date and time for this first meeting. That's what I have to say, actually. We haven't met yet. We just got elected.
Wow.
But that's the purpose of it. Yeah.
Thank you, Avelia. That's very inspiring. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Tatanka, may I say something? This is Myla.
Go ahead. Yes.
Avelia, thank you so much. You know, you remind us that the KPFK listening area is has an extraordinarily diverse group of people. We're one of the most diverse listening areas in the country. And,
yes.
And we have, you know, we have the largest population of Armenian Americans,
yes,
diaspora. And, you know, and we heard from some of the members of that diaspora at today's meeting. But there are more displaced Armenians or people from Armenia in Los Angeles in the KPFK listening area than any other place in the continental United States. So that is definitely one of the many, many, communities that should be served by our station.
Yes.
Thank you. Vic, Program Oversight Committee. You're muted, Vic.
Sorry. Only thing I can add is we'd like to see more people, more engagement. Everyone comes in and adds their own flavor, their own insight and intellect. As I said, the analysis we're doing is a working one. You know, more eyes, the better. And our next meeting is on the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd at 5 p.m. We've been discussing it every meeting. If we can move the meeting so more people can join, but I was open, but it was just difficult. Everyone voted to stay at Thursdays at 5 p.m. So the 23rd is our next meeting. I'll send out reminders, and it will be posted. Come join us.
Thank you so much, Vic. So I think we've come, we had a time certain of 1 p.m. and we've come, I believe, to the end of our program, except for my final comments. I have a few. I'll make them brief. The comments are really of appreciation, just so much appreciation. If I leave you out, please forgive me. First of all, Mike Heiss, thank you for stepping up with all that's going on for timekeeping. Go ahead.
Right,
Mike.
But excuse me, I'm gonna make good on that, just to make certain that there's no whatever, not to be a nattering nabob here, but there is another public comment. As much as everybody would like to go, I just want to make sure we don't go to agenda jail.
Well,
pointing it out.
No, I know that. We exceeded our time limit on it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay,
my apologies.
That's okay.
Mr. Chair, it's Leslie. Can I just point out something? It doesn't look like we have done the LSB member community announcements, item number 6, before the last item before adjournment.
Yes, you're right. Okay. And that's what I was going to announce right now. Thank you. So we have 5 minutes or under for any LSB member to make an LSB community announcement. And I put this on because Rachel had something that I'm very interested in, and I figured other people might. So we have room. It's 60 seconds or less. And if we don't have that many, we'll take up less time. If we do, we'll fill it up and then cut it off at 5 minutes. So, Rachel, you're up first, and thank you for asking.
Thanks, Tatanka. Yeah, and if we could have this be like a regular feature for the big political announcements of stuff going on. Hey, y'all, every single one of us on this call gets every single thing that's we use in life. It comes through the L.A. Harbor. And the L.A. Harbor is, for the last 9 years, been absolutely militarized with Fleet Week, L.A. Fleet Week. And we have been there since the beginning with L.A. Peace Week. We please invite all of you to come down this year, we are confronted with four battleships, flyovers, amphibious warships, helicopters, tanks, other armored vehicles, machine guns, and they bring tens of thousands of people from all over the Southland to come and put their children on these tanks and take pictures. It's an atrocity. And we ask all of you, please, from May 23rd, Thursday, through May 27th, Mother's Day, we are out there on the waterfront doing anti-war activity for the last 9 years. Tatanka, I'm going to send the our flyer to you, and if you could get it to everybody as widely as possible, and anyone knows how to post that flyer, please do. It's major, major, and what we do is we fire, we confront, we disrupt. Thank you. Please email me also.
Thank you, Rachel. Michael, do you have an announcement? Or in Myla, do you have an announcement?
Yeah, quickly. As I mentioned earlier, KPFK will be airing 24 hours Radio Free Palestine. That's this Tuesday from 9 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Wednesday the 15th, which is the anniversary of the Palestinian Nakba. Today at 3:30, there is a mass student protest at the Shrine Auditorium for the commencement exercises of Pomona College in particular, but in general, demanding divestment by various universities. People have seen the brutality that took place at UCLA, where students were attacked by thugs and multiple campuses that were cleared by police. And also this coming Sunday, Church in Ocean Park on May 19th is holding a teach-in on Palestine, Israel, and Gaza, 1:30 p.m. It's 235 Hill Street in Santa Monica. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'm just looking at the, go ahead, Myla, you're up. And Oscar, is that you speaking?
Yes.
Okay, you go ahead, Oscar, first, and then Myla, go ahead.
Okay, I want to invite you all. There's this 19th edition of the San Fernando Valley Celebrating Wars. This next May 18th from 2 to 7 is really nice showcase, a really nice way to introduce a lot of people. It's bilingual, the English and Spanish, and it's a festival that has been run for a few years now. This is in Pacoima, a campus called City of Academy, 1200 Henry Avenue, Pacoima Avenue. If anyone is interested in participate or even to take a boat, you can contact me. Please, thank you.
Oscar, that was 2 to 7 p.m. What's the date?
This is on the, May the 18th.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Myla?
Yeah, thank you. Sue, after me, if you don't mind. I just want to thank Michael, Novick for, having the, 24-hour broadcast about what's going on in Gaza. It will be preempting our show, California Solartopia, this coming Wednesday. But if you go to the archives, you'll find important information about stopping a huge utility tax that will affect all ratepayers in the state of California. The California Public Utilities Commission is planning to impose a $25 minimum tax that may increase to who knows what. The sky's the limit over the coming days. And you can find information about how you can respond to that and stop it if you go to the archives at kpfk.org and look for.
Thank you, Myla. Mike, how are we doing on time? I think he's on the phone. We're just about out of time. I don't see any new.
I think.
Let's be.
Can we hear the details? Can we hear the details on Oscar's event again? It's where and, yes, please. Oscar?
The place and time of your event, Oscar?
Sure. It's in Pacoima, it's in the Bon GT Academy, This is in 11200 Herrick Avenue, Pacoima, California, 91331, from 7 until 2.
And the date and the time of the event, the 2 to 7.
May 18, from 2 to 7.
Thank you, Oscar. Okay. I want to say that we are, 12:51. This is good. I have a few final comments here. So thank you everyone for participating. I think you notice, I think we all notice more respect for each other, being able to have conversations without interruptions, because everybody's observing respectfully the time of each other, even if we disagree. Everybody who showed up, especially the people who had the, you know, courage to speak up for their shows and then to have their supporters. I was very moved by this, both in support of Victor Ami and his show and Ziri. And if we continue to proceed in this way, we are going to move forward. I want to thank Michael Novick. I want to, my gosh, there's so many people to thank, all our board members that do so much work. Myla and Harvey and Jan, all the behind the scenes stuff that nobody sees. And if I'm leaving you out, please know that it's not purposeful. Okay, just to acknowledge before we go, the amazing time that we all incarnated here on the planet at this auspicious time of our potential demise or our potential rise in human history. And on this day, we celebrate the births of those who labored to make it so, who did their best for us as we're trying to do the best for our communities here at KPFK. Aho to all mothers. Aho to Mother Earth and the generating and regenerating capacity for birth, not just of we human beings and not just of all the four worlds of Grandmother Earth, but of creative bursts and creative ventures like this amazing treasure that is Pacifica and KPFK, amazing ideas and birth of a legacy movements. So just to state, we are seeking here at KPFK Pacifica to birth a new human narrative of this time of endless wars, colonization, neo-colonization, vicious corporate capture of nearly all aspects of life. Life whose efforts are supported and protected by the seemingly endless wars with the corporations against the working people and the poor of Mother Earth. So let's be mindful going forward of our time limits. I love it. And hope this leaves time for people to enjoy each other and to enjoy the mothers that all brought us here and to our planet, which is a living being. Hope. We will see you next month, and hopefully you'll show up at these, get in touch with Vic, get in touch with Avalia, join a committee of inclusion, join a committee of programming oversight, join a fundraising committee, which we didn't have a report on this time because of, Nikki was not able to be among us, but that will also be very, very important. So thank you for showing up, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks,
Tatanka. Hey. Go Peace Week. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.